Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Week 12 podcast for Take the Points. I'm Tom Zalesnok here in Hartford, Connecticut. Dan Partridge is live via Skype from Arizona. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's up, Z? How are we doing?
Good. We've got a very special podcast today for the listeners. Dan and I both have very difficult, time-consuming work schedules this week. I've got a big event on Thursday. You've got a crazy, basically work every night except for tonight.
Yeah.
So it's Monday night. We're recording. We're going to do a short, maybe 30-minute podcast. We're not going to get too specific about gambling lines. We're just going to try to give an overview of what happened last weekend, what we think will happen this weekend, and where we stand going into the last few weeks of the season. So, Dan, let's start with the biggest game, or the biggest shock, I would say, of last weekend, which is Auburn losing to your man, Kyle Allen, in Texas A&M.
I know.
Are you sad about your Auburn team losing, or are you happy for your Scottsdale native?
Very sad that Auburn lost. They can still make the playoff if things get a little bit insane. But, they had that game. You know, hats off to A&M for, you know, scoring a lot of points. And really, you know, I'm just so upset. That's just what it comes down to. But hats off to A&M. But I am happy for Kyle Allen to have that kind of win at Auburn's crazy. So hats off to him. If Auburn is unable to make the playoff, at least they'll play someone else in a college bowl game and they'll kill him. So we can look forward to that.
That's good news. And you're angling for an Auburn-Baylor Fiesta Bowl right by your hometown.
That I am.
So that'd be nice, 150 combined points.
Oof, over under 97.5.
If we had more time, I'd start this podcast with you just making fun of me because on Saturday I missed this game because I went to a musical instead.
I know, it was awful.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think I'm glad because, like you, I thought Auburn was going to be a playoff team, and I don't think I could have handled seeing them lose to A&M, who isn't a bad team, but is not the type of team that should be beating a number three playoff caliber team.
Right, exactly.
So what went wrong? What would you say is the flaw that is killing Auburn in these two games they've lost?
Well, in this past week, you know, they came out and they were kind of, you know, just, you know, hanging around, and A&M scored early. They were up 14, and then Auburn caught up, but, you know, A&M can score points, and they were always playing catch-up, and then those two turnovers late are unacceptable, especially the one by Marshall at the one. That was really bad, but coulda, shoulda, woulda. On to the next week.
Pretty much. That's college football. Speaking of coulda, shoulda, woulda, I would like to talk for a minute about a game I did watch, which is Alabama-LSU. I would like to say to Les Miles, a couple years ago, well, you can correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it was last year, or I believe it was 2 years ago, Zach Mettenberger, I think, was the QB for LSU. LSU had Alabama beat, and then Bama, in the last drive, while LSU was playing the prevent defense, Bama drove right down the field, which they had been unable to do the whole game, and they scored a touchdown and they beat LSU in regulation. Basically, the same thing happened this year. Alabama tied the game up and then won in overtime. But the prevent defense does not work. The only thing it prevents is you from winning.
It is a complete waste of time. And yeah, it was horrible.
LSU had that game. They should have won the game. I even texted you, LSU's got this, I think I said.
I know, and that's what happens. And, you know, hats off to Alabama for going down the field. But really bad job by LSU, but Alabama moves on, and they control their own fate to win a national title still.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from Alabama. They are a really good team, and they're going to be in the playoff probably this week, according to the, you know, the committee. I don't know. Alabama looked good, but LSU definitely blew that one, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was horrible.
All right, Dan, anything else you want to recap from last week? We've got Oregon beating Utah. Close game until the fourth quarter when they pulled away.
Yeah.
Classic Oregon. We've got TCU dominated Kansas State, really.
Very impressive win.
Ohio State, I wouldn't call it dominated Michigan State, but they won handily.
I know.
Very nice win.
Very impressive win by Ohio State. They score a lot of points. But watch out this week. I really love Minnesota.
Okay. And one more thing I'd like to get to in our recap. Kansas won a game. They beat Iowa State 34-14.
Impressive.
And then the fans storm the field and rip down the goalpost. And Iowa State is 2-7 this year.
That's fine. Good for Kansas.
Deserved or yes. Unnecessary goalpost ripping down?
It is. I'm completely fine with it. Also, Z, I'd like to make one other mention of a recap. Hats off to my main man, Art Briles, and his team for beating the shit out of Oklahoma on the road. First win in school history at Oklahoma. Hats off to Baylor.
That was a really impressive dominating style victory, too.
Smashed them.
Not only did they beat them, but they knocked Trevor Knight out.
Yeah.
So just in case, not that Oklahoma really had a shot at the Big 12 anymore, but just in case they were thinking about crawling back into it, Baylor basically just said, fuck you.
Massive win. Huge win by them.
Yeah, that's an interesting conference, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But if that's it, Dan, we'll jump to the lines.
Let's do it.
All right, the ACC, we'll start there. Duke, I just read, is ranked ahead of Auburn and Ole Miss in the new Fox Sports Power Ranking poll.
Horrible.
Hey, Fox Sports, ESPN, all of you analysts, you can just stop with the polls now. We have the playoff committee. We don't need other polls. We don't even need the coaches poll anymore.
It's a complete waste of time.
I'm cool with the AP poll because it comes out a couple days early. It gives you an idea of what people around the country are thinking. But
yes.
We don't need coaches poll. We don't need power rankings.
Nope, not at all.
We're good.
Useless.
Clemson at Georgia Tech. Clemson's a 3-point favorite. And then Virginia Tech at Duke. Duke is a 5.5-point favorite. There's a couple teams I think are going to fight for the Coastal Division. That's Duke and Georgia Tech. I think you got to roll with both of those teams.
Right.
Clemson's got Deshaun Watson back. I'm not sure if he's going to play great or if he's going to be really rusty. I would bet Duke. I'm a little torn on the Clemson-Georgia Tech one. I like the way Georgia Tech's been playing, though.
Right. I would probably take the points with each of them. I don't see how, any of these games are going to be, huge, out-of-control 30-point wins. So I would lean towards taking the points in these.
Are you saying that you're not on board with the one-loss Duke team? Still mathematically alive for the playoff, Dan?
No, I'm not on board.
You know, if Duke wins out and somehow beats Florida State, they've got a playoff resume.
I know. It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll happen, but
no,
I would love it. All right, Dan, our first big game of the week. Florida State goes to Miami. The line opened at 2.5. It's now down to 1.5. Do you know what's going on here? To me, that seems insanely low. I know that Miami's better than expected, but Florida State is the defending champ. They're undefeated. They're number 2. That seems way too low.
People keep saying that Florida State is not the same team that they were last year and that they're going to lose, but I might get my car and head up north to make a wager because I don't see how Florida State will lose this game. I mean, Florida State just has this amazing way of just every week winning and winning and coming back from behind and finding a way to win. And I think they'll do the same thing this upcoming weekend at Miami. I don't care that it's at Miami and I don't care that it's a night game. I just don't think there's enough offensive talent on Miami to win. I really like Florida State a lot.
I think Florida State could lose a game, but they're not going to be the underdog, nor should they be even a close favorite in any of their remaining games. They should be favored by a lot more than this. And until they do lose a game, I think the smart move is to just bet them.
Yes, I completely agree.
I know they didn't cover last week, but, with this low of a line, you're basically picking them to win.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's completely insane.
You think people are just bored?
Overreaction to them, I don't know. It just makes no sense with me. I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out.
It happens here with the UConn women's Huskies basketball team, which you are very familiar with. They win so much. They're too good for their own good, if that makes sense. Like,
Lady Huskies.
People stop going to the games because they're too good and you know it's going to be a blowout. Unless they play Stanford or another huge team, it's like not even worth going. I think people are getting that way with Florida State. They're like, all right, just move along.
I think you're right.
We don't care.
It's very strange. I'll be very surprised if Florida State loses. I'll tell you that much.
I would be very surprised as well. All right, let's move on to the Big Ten. Let's start with Ohio State at Minnesota. You said earlier you like Minnesota in this.
Yeah, this is a hard spot for Ohio State, playing two road games in a row in colder weather. I think Michigan State's a physical team. Although they gave up a lot of points to Ohio State, I'm sure that they, you know, hit them hard. So I like Minnesota at home plus the 12.5. They played really well this past weekend in a clear spot where they should have been looking ahead to Ohio State. So watch out for Minnesota. This is a classic spot for Ohio State to be like, oh, I don't know, it's a close game late. I really like Minnesota this week.
What are your general feelings about Ohio State this year?
They can score a whole bunch of points. They don't have an elite defense, but, you know, at the same time, I don't think that there's a lot of other teams that have a super elite defense this year. So they can outscore anybody, but they can give up a lot of points. So watch for Minnesota to hang a pretty nice number on them this Saturday.
You had said last week you weren't convinced on Ohio State, that they didn't really have a playoff chance. Have you changed your mind after the Michigan State beating?
No.
Do you think they're playoff caliber? You know, obviously they need some help, but if they finish with one loss and, say, Auburn, Ole Miss, a team like that finishes with two?
No, because they have no, you know, because they haven't really played anyone outside of Michigan State. I mean, they have no schedule, a very awful out-of-conference schedule. They haven't beaten anybody, so... No, they had to go completely undefeated to make the national title, as far as I'm concerned. And since they haven't, they're out.
They do. I mean, if all goes according to plan, they will have Wisconsin or Nebraska coming up at the end of the year.
That may help, but still, I just don't think that they have enough quality wins to merit a playoff bid.
I think it would be interesting if, say, Alabama was right there behind them at two losses, or Auburn. It would be very interesting to see who the committee selects.
Right.
Ohio State, I think they need some help, but I think I can foresee a situation where they weasel their way into the playoff. They seem to do it every year, weaseling their way into the BCS.
I know, they're a bunch of assholes.
So
I know.
It's what they do.
I know.
All right, I'll be quick on this one. Temple at Penn State. Penn State, a 10.5-point favorite. Penn State has won 30 straight games against Temple. Even under Bill O'Brien in 2012, their last meeting, they beat them 24-13. That's when Penn State was not good.
It's very impressive.
Penn State has no offense whatsoever, but their defense is very good. I think by certain stats, they're one of the top five best defenses in the country. I've been betting Penn State unders the last couple weeks, and they've come in not even close. And we're talking about, you know, 44-point over-unders, and they're still coming in. So look for this. If the over-under is anywhere around 45, take it immediately. This game's going to be like 20-3.
I have no opinion on this game. I will leave it to your expertise.
Okay. Michigan State at Maryland. You think they'll bounce back at all?
Yes, but I don't like laying that many points, so I'll probably pass on that.
All right. And then the last big game of the Big Ten, the only big game in the Big Ten this week, is Nebraska at Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 6-point favorite. Which I found curious. They are at home. They've got that Wisconsin weather.
That's too many points.
Nebraska is a pretty good team, as you've said before, and I think they're gonna get into that Big Ten championship game against Ohio State.
I think that's too much as well. I would take the points for sure. I'm not laying 6 with Wisconsin against a Heisman Trophy possible running back.
I agree. Look out for those teams. Either one of those teams, whoever wins, I think is probably going to get to play Ohio State at the end of the year, and I think They're going to give them some trouble.
Yeah, me too.
All right, the Big 12. Oklahoma visits Texas Tech. I guess Trevor Knight's not going to play, so I think we'll just skip that one.
Yeah.
Stay away from that. You don't want to bet on anyone with a new quarterback.
That's correct. That's a mess.
So we've got TCU at Kansas. TCU absolutely dominating people. And then we've got Texas at Oklahoma State. That's a 2.5-point line for Texas, actually.
Hmm, interesting.
Anything you like?
TCU's
going to pound Kansas normally, but it might be a letdown game, so it's a tough one.
Those are all really hard. Texas Tech, Oklahoma, I might take the under. That might be a play I'd look at. Outside of that, I'd probably stay away from the Big 12 this week.
Give me your two-minute thoughts on the Big 12 just in general. It's shaping up as maybe TCU Baylor fighting for the crown now?
Yes, absolutely.
So let's say theoretically they both win out, which I think is questionable. What are your feelings? Me personally, I have TCU with a slight edge right now just based on who they've played and beaten, even though Baylor won the head-to-head.
Right.
Baylor looked bad when they lost to West Virginia, and TCU still looked good when they lost to Baylor.
Yeah.
But Baylor's got a much tougher schedule the last 3 weeks, whereas TCU's played everyone good on their schedule. I think if they both win out, Baylor jumps them.
Right. I think TCU has the advantage, obviously, right now. But if Baylor wins out, it'll be interesting to see what happens. TCU may have, you know, they might be able to control their own way into the playoff. It's close. It's real close.
I think if two teams tie for a conference that has no conference championship game, you have to go by head-to-head, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Until then, you can make an argument that the better team maybe didn't win that game, or that TCU's just more impressive and they've grown since. But
Right. If
both teams win out in the same division, playing the same teams, you got to go with Baylor. Now, Baylor's got three tough weeks coming up, so we'll wait and see on that one.
Yes.
I just can't take all of the articles, and this is where it started a couple weeks ago, but everyone writes these articles about who will be in the bowl games and who will make the playoff, and they just assume nobody's going to lose anymore.
I know. It's so stupid.
It really is dumb. I mean, we go through this every single year, but you'll see.
I know.
All right, Dan, West Coast update.
Yes, my special.
Washington at Arizona, Arizona State at Oregon State. Utah at Stanford was the one curious line I saw. Stanford, a 7.5-point favorite. I know it's at home, but, man, Utah is playing as good as almost anyone besides Oregon.
Utah's quarterback got hurt against Oregon, so I don't know.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
Okay, see, these games that end at, you know, 3 in the morning Eastern time, I don't
not
pay
here.
Attention. They don't even cover these on ESPN. They're just like, fuck it, ended too late. We're not even going to show highlights the next day.
No way. Very important here.
Okay, so are we saying then stay away from Utah?
Yeah, right now, until we know the status.
How about your Sun Devils? Look pretty good against Notre Dame. Now they've got a potential letdown game going up to Corvallis. That's a kind of a tough place to play.
Very hard place to play. I have to check to see what the weather is like. It's been incredibly beautiful and warm here, obviously, in the valley. If it's one of those cold, rainy, Oregon-type afternoons, could get interesting. So that's one that you're going to want to look at the weather later in the week and then take it from there.
We never recapped Arizona State Notre Dame, Dan. Do you want to congratulate your hometown team?
Yeah, crazy. They got off to a very insane hot start, up 31-3. Then they held on for a win. So, wow. Crazy. 55 points. That's a shitload of points on Notre Dame.
Again, a lot of football to be played, 3 weeks left, championship games. But how is the Pac-12 shaping up in your mind? Is it going to be Arizona State, Oregon?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you think probably one of those teams has to win out to make
the
playoff, correct?
Yes.
But should they win out, I think you've got the second best conference in football.
Yep.
You got a one-loss champion with the conference championship.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, as we sit here recording this on Monday, November 10th, if Arizona State wins out, they're going to the playoff.
I think so. Same with Oregon. Oregon doesn't have that tough of a schedule remaining. They've got the Civil War, and then they'll play Arizona State most likely.
Yeah.
If they win all those and their one loss is to Arizona by 7 points, missing their starting tackle, I think, or guard, whatever.
Right.
That's a strong resume.
Yeah.
To me, it's all about the conference strength of schedule as well. The Pac-12 is the second best conference in America, probably. The Big 12 has been making a case for that lately, but I'll still give it to the Pac-12. If you have one loss, I think you're in.
Absolutely, I agree.
And both of these teams, I actually would put in over a two-loss SEC team, the way they've been playing.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Speaking of the SEC, so we have South Carolina at Florida, Missouri at Texas A&M, LSU at Arkansas. LSU at Arkansas seems a little curious. Arkansas is a 2.5-point favorite, which means
very shady. Very shady.
They're allegedly even if they played on a neutral field.
Yeah.
LSU's got 3 losses, but they're all to top 10 teams.
Very shady.
Arkansas has no wins.
Stay away at all costs.
Something's going on, Dan.
Yeah, I want no part of it. Pretend like that game's not even going on. That's my best advice. Do not open Pandora's box.
Okay, and your Auburn Tigers, they are underdogs.
I love it.
Yeah?
Take points with Auburn every time you can.
What are your thoughts on Georgia?
They are not good. They have a hideous, hideous, hideous defense. I expect this game to go way over, and I like Auburn to beat them in a high-scoring shootout.
My feeling was Georgia really needs to win. They're probably going to make the SEC championship game, win or lose. But if they win it and they win out and somehow upset Alabama or Mississippi State in the SEC championship, they're angling for a playoff spot. Of course, because it's Georgia, I don't believe they will do that.
They'll screw it up somehow.
But I would expect them to at least come out strong in the first half, really fired up, thinking, you know, we blew it against Florida, but now maybe we're back in this thing.
I agree.
So do not take the first half line with Auburn, as I am accustomed to telling people to do.
Seriously. Yeah, wait.
Every other game I say take the first half line with Oregon and Auburn. This week I say don't do it.
Nope, stay away. I agree.
I like the over in this game too. Okay, let's see what we've got. Northwestern at Notre Dame.
No one cares.
No, Northwestern, those Big Ten teams know Notre Dame well and they play them tough.
Yeah,
I would not lay that.
No, it's too many.
We've got Hawaii at San Jose State. I bring this one up because we need to remind everyone has our main man, Mr. Greg Robinson.
That is true. It kind of offsets, so you got to have to wait and see on this one. Over with Mr. Robinson, and usually overs with Hawaii if they're at home, but if they're on the road, who knows? But probably an over no matter what.
All right, Dan, we have one other game that you have to give your thoughts on. You're obligated to. And that is the classic annual battle, ULL at ULM.
Mm-hmm.
ULL, 7.5-point favorite.
That's correct. They are very good, and I would normally take them, but this is a rivalry spot. Take ULM in the 7.5.
You love your ULL teams, or UL dash teams.
They're my favorite.
Okay, so that's our underdog black sheep pick of the week.
Love it.
All right. Game of the week. Mississippi State goes to Alabama. Everyone on earth, including Las Vegas, seems to just be handing this game to Alabama. They're a 7-point favorite. I've not heard one person make a case why Mississippi State's going to go in there and beat them. I don't know. I would have leaned Alabama, but everybody going in one direction makes me stop and pause usually.
I'm going to go with everyone else and say Alabama wins, but I don't think they cover. I like Mississippi State in the points, but not enough to bet it. I might do a teaser where I get Alabama teased down at a pick or something, but I can't bet Mississippi State at Alabama.
Dan, when you look back at the teams that have won the championship recently, they all have some, you know, special player.
Yes.
Do you think Dak Prescott could be that guy and this could be Mississippi State's year?
He could be. He very well could be. But until further notice, you can't bet against Alabama ever, especially at Alabama.
Does the number one rule of take the points still apply?
Yep. Yes, it does, until further notice.
All right, for those who are new listeners, our number one rule for the last 3 years has been never bet against Alabama.
Yeah, it's really that simple.
Yep, I did it. I ignored my own advice last week, and I took LSU plus 6.5. Of course I lost.
That's what you get.
I deserve it.
That's your fault.
All right, Dan. I'm with you. I would stay away. I don't know. I like Mississippi State to cover, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah. No. I'm Alabama or stay away.
What do you think is the, you know, key to the game? What do you think is going to happen?
Turnovers. I think if one team is plus or minus 2 turnovers, I think that'll be the easy way to see who wins. But outside of that, I think Alabama has a little bit more experience. They'll be jacked up for this game. Have to roll tide until further notice.
Are you a Blake Sims fan?
No.
That's it? No?
That's it. No, I'm not. But, I mean, they have so many amazing playmakers that are all around him that it may not matter. I wasn't a huge McElroy fan, and that didn't seem to matter.
If they win this one, they're in control in the SEC.
They're already in control. It's great.
The SEC is... they're too tough. I mean, they might play themselves out of that second playoff spot, it's depending possible. On how it goes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a shame because the conference is stronger than ever this year, but because they're so good and because other teams are playing, you know, weak schedules and teams like Ohio State could finish with one loss, I could foresee a situation where maybe only one SEC team gets in and maybe only barely.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's what I love about college football. You don't have to prognosticate. You can just watch the games and it'll all play itself out on the field.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Any other thoughts, predictions, analysis, Heisman picks? Would you like to make fun of UConn for losing to Army?
No, they're awful. Everybody knows that. I would like to question why Las Vegas thought that Syracuse was going to keep that game close against Duke. That was weird. 3.5, easy 17-point win.
Sometimes you have to remind yourself that the line is not actually a prediction of what the score will be, but rather a ploy to get people to bet evenly on both sides. I think that's the case. Most people who watch football know that Duke is better than expected, but I don't think that people trust Duke. Even if they, you know, get up in the top 15, top 10 somehow, I don't think there will ever be that trust with Duke.
No, absolutely not.
They would have to beat Florida State for people to trust them.
Yeah, probably.
We'll see. I will not be predicting that.
No. Stay away.
Okay. We have reached the half-hour mark, Dan. I know you have to go.
I would like to do my 4-team tease real quick.
Oh, I thought we were bypassing this because of a short time span.
No, wrong.
good.
I did not win last week. I lost because of Notre Dame somehow getting 15.5. Loser.
Yeah, well, Notre Dame got smoked.
I know, but at one point it was 34-31. It would have been nice getting 15. Anyway,
so you're 2-3 on the year.
Yep, but this week I guarantee a win to turn it back around. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Florida State plus 11.5. 1-2. Alabama plus 6.5. Easy. 3. Auburn plus 15.5. That's coming in. And for the number 4 one, let me think. Minnesota plus 25.5 against Ohio State.
Oh, I think you're treading dangerous territory there. Ohio State's been blowing people out.
Yes, they have. But I'm going to take the 26.5. I like Florida State and Auburn, or Alabama and Auburn, all to win outright as is. But I get points with all of them just in case. And yeah, there you go.
Well, I can't think of anything better, so we'll go with that. That's your 4-team, 13-point, light your money on fire tease of the week.
Trying to get back to 500.
If I'm gonna try to spoil it and say who loses,
Minnesota.
I think it's got to be Minnesota. The other ones are looking strong to quite strong.
We'll see. You never know. It's College Saturday.
I mean, it's some crazy shit happens every single week, and that's what's going to happen, and that's why I lashed out at the analysts before who just act like everyone's going to win out. Have they not watched this year after year after year? I mean, from the year Michigan and Ohio State almost had the rematch, but it didn't work out, to the year that Oklahoma State lost in the last game against Oklahoma, to Ohio State going down to Michigan State in the last week last year. I mean, it's West Virginia lost to Pitt, remember, when they were number two? I mean, it happens every single year. Something happens. So wait and see.
That's right.
Anything else, Dan?
No, I think I'm good. Apologize for the short podcast this week, but at least we got one in.
Yeah, consider this our bye week, everyone. You've got our picks. We'll be back with more jokes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Witty responses.
Last week's podcast was like an hour 40, so I think it all evens out.
Yeah, everyone can.
All right, yeah. Get us on iTunes if you're finding this elsewhere. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I've been watching the numbers slowly climb up over the course of the season, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
So thank you. We'll be back next week with a longer podcast, and that's it. See you later.
That's right. Peace.
Take the point. 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 Take the point.